Art Hotway, Livingstone, and Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The new Orange Alliance endorses Harry Kalawa for presidency. A consortium of CSOs challenges Speaker Nelly Moti to enforce Article 72 on parliamentary defections.
Crowds protecting against illegal immigration in South Africa in international news and in sports news. FIFA introduces two new red card rules at World Cup.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekhine Sakala.
And I'm Beth Wanji. The Citizens First CF Orange Alliance, a coalition of three opposition parties in Zambia, was yesterday officially launched ahead of the upcoming general election. Former Foreign Affairs Minister, now Citizens First leader Harry Kalawa, was appointed as the Alliance President and presidential candidate for the Alliance. In his speech, Mr. Kalawa said the political partnership is a patriotic move aimed at restoring hope, integrity and effective leadership in the country. Mr. Kalawa thanked his fellow leaders from the National Democratic Congress, NDC, and Revamp for the Development Change, RDC, for endorsing his leadership and enhancing the unity of the Alliance. Mr. Kalawa therefore underscored the importance of opposition unity, stating that it remains crucial for meaningful change as no single party can address the nation's challenges alone. The Alliance's goal is to mobilize political and social movements along with ordinary citizens to prioritize national interests. Mr. Kalawa encouraged aspiring candidates and citizens to join the movement, which is grounded in a shared vision and collective strength aimed at transformation from grassroots levels to the highest offices. A consortium of civil society organizations, good governance and constitutionalism has issued a strong demand for all members of parliament, MPs, who have defected to other political parties to immediately vacate their seats in strict compliance with Article 72 of the Constitution. The consortium calls on the Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Moti, to execute her constitutional mandate without fear of favor, political calculation or partisan convenience. Expressing great concern over the ongoing deliberate violation of the Constitution by defecting MPs who continue to hold their parliamentary seats, the consortium highlights that such actions are in direct contravention of Article 72. Consortium Secretary Asa Muyunda emphasized that the Speaker's continued failure to enforce these clear, mandatory and non-negotiable constitutional provisions represents a direct assault on constitutionalism and poses an immediate and dangerous threat to the rule of law in the country.
As a consortium, we are deeply concerned over the continued breach of constitutional provisions by members of parliament who have crossed the floor yet remain in the National Assembly. Article 72 of the Constitution is explicit and mandatory. A member of parliament who resigns from the political party that sponsored them or who joins another political party must vacate their seat. This requirement is not discretionary. Despite this, several members of parliament who have publicly realigned themselves politically continue to occupy their seats, contrary to the clear dictates of the Constitution. Such conduct constitutes a direct violation of the rule of law and undermines constitutional democracy. The inaction by the relevant parliamentary authority in enforcing Article 72 raises serious concerns about institutional accountability and adherence to constitutional obligations. In view of these developments, the consortium is actively considering legal action.
In a separate development, governance expert Isaac Mwanza has warned of potential legal challenges following the 2026 general elections if the government proceeds with its proposed amendments to the electoral process, saying that the Electoral Commission of Zambia is working under pressure. Speaking on a political podcast, Mr. Mwanza highlighted concerns regarding the timing and procedures for submitting lists for proportional representation seats, noting that while a previous draft from the Electoral Commission of Zambia required political parties to submit their lists of 20 women, 15 youths and 5 persons with disabilities before the election, the bill currently before Parliament suggests that these lists must be submitted after the polls. Mr. Mwanza argued that contesting an election without established candidates is problematic and could lead to significant legal disputes. He indicated that his consortium has already presented these concerns to a parliamentary committee and expressed a readiness to challenge the law in court if it remains unchanged. citing the risk it poses to the credibility of the electoral process.
I think that the ECZ is working under pressure because the time has run out and they need to deliver a credible election. So for me, that is the pressure that they have to say, how do we deliver this election? The constitutional amendment only happened in 2025. Means that the laws that support the electoral process needed to be done and enacted before the election.
Right.
So there is this ongoing process of enacting the electoral process bill. We have, as a consortium, again, we have appeared before a parliamentary committee to discuss what we do not agree with that bill and what we agree with. So how do you go into an election without a candidate? Because this is also an election to elect
the same people.
The same people
need to be submitted.
Yes.
To submitted.
So this can be subject to challenge. And we have told parliament, going this route is dangerous because we are going to face litigation. Even by ourselves, we may take this matter to court to challenge it.
In international news, crowds took to the streets of Johannesburg on Wednesday to demonstrate against high levels of illegal immigration, which has sparked tensions between locals and foreign nationals. The gathering is part of a wider wave of protests, including in the capital, Pretoria, on Tuesday. The protesters denied accusations they are xenophobic. Sepo Totwe, secretary of the Abahambe movement, said his group is partaking and collaborating with March on March on Progressive March that is involving different organizations and also national forums to collaborate and fight against the foreign nationals that are taking advantage of their economic freedom in that country. Tenele Nkambule, March and March treasurer, said the March and March movement called on the government of the Republic of South Africa to make a formal declaration of commitment to the issues and concerns raised in this memorandum.
Still in international news this morning, officials and business leaders in South Africa and Kenya are welcoming China's new zero tariff policy for 53 African nations, saying it will open fresh trade opportunities, cut costs for small businesses, and strengthen economic ties across the continent. Beginning May 1st, China will grant zero tariff access to goods from 53 African countries that maintain diplomatic relations with Beijing. South African officials say the move will significantly expand the country's export potential. He noted that tariff-free access will boost the volume of South African products entering the Chinese market. And also Mr. Kubai, the Acting Director for Trade and Investment Promotion in Johannesburg, called for the policy of a major milestone, adding that it will create new avenues for local traders. He emphasized that small and medium-sized enterprises stand to benefit the most, especially in agriculture, where citrus, wine, and aloe-based products are expected to see growth that is quite strong. We'll take a short break and we'll return with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM. Power FM Saka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best audience and the other continents have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact us marketing on your 260-961-690-486. Benefits your business. Power and what makes you FM Saka. Number one hit station. From Lusaka, Otagway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Rules for showing red cards to players at the World Cup were updated Tuesday because of two controversies in international football this year. Gianni Infantino, the president of World Football Organizing Body FIFA, pushed for changes after Benfica's